Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, San Francisco, or good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you are. We just want to say hello. My name is Kyle. And I've got with me Carrington.
Good morning. If I don't see you later, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Carrington.
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk about something really cool today.
And something very special to my heart.
And something very fast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A little game called Sonic Mania.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it just released?
Yeah, it just came out not this past week, but the week before that. No, it was last week. I'm tired. It's too early, man.
It's all right.
So interesting thing, if you guys didn't know that and why we are covering it as an indie podcast, it was actually developed by two indie studios. And you must be wondering, what? How is that even possible? So basically, there's this guy, his name's Christian Whitehead. He was the lead programmer on this game, and he likes to make Sonic fan games, basically. So he reworks the older Sonic games, and then he releases them on the internet. And Sega did something very, very surprising. Instead of shutting him down, telling him, don't do this anymore, anything like that, they said, hey, we want you to make a game for us and make it an official Sonic game. Which I think is fantastic and very surprising considering, you know, you look at other bigger companies out there, looking at you, Nintendo. Whenever someone makes a fan game or reworks an older game, it gets shut down almost immediately. So, and look what it did for Sega. Sonic Mania is selling super well and it is reviewing amazingly well.
Is it a sequel to the series? Or is it a remake?
In a ways, it's a sequel. So the basic story is, it follows the events sometime after Sonic and Knuckles. Dr. Eggman, you know, once again, or Dr. Robotnik, sorry, once again, is trying to get like the Chaos Emeralds, and he discovers this special emerald called the Phantom Ruby, basically. And it causes them to go through, like, time travel almost. So the first level is literally the first level of Sonic the Hedgehog, the first one. But it's also a remake, so there's a lot of hidden things. So even if you know that level back in front, there's still new things for you to discover. I didn't play the first Sonic the Hedgehog a lot growing up. I played Sonic the Hedgehog 2 a ton, as well as 3 and Sonic and Knuckles.
Right.
But the second level is the Chemical Plant Zone, and that is the second level for Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which I'm glad they went with that one, because I feel like that's almost more iconic than the first level of Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Anyway, I'm still discovering new things, even in Chemical Plant Zone, because I know that level like no other.
So, you said the Chemical Plant is the second level for Sonic Mania and Sonic 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you actually picked it up and started playing it, did it give you a sense of nostalgia?
Huge. Big time. Because, not just because of how it looks, but how it feels. Because there was Sonic the Hedgehog 4, which came out during... I have it on Xbox 360, which was made by Sega and the Sega Sonic team.
Mm-hmm.
And that game just, it didn't feel right. It didn't feel like a Sonic game almost.
Right.
Even though it was 2D, it just wasn't right. This feels right. The mechanics, the physics, And just overall, it's just like, it made me happy the entire time. Even still, like, even when I play it, it's just like, this is a Sonic game. This is what Sonic was meant to look like. This is what he's meant to feel like. And this was meant to play like.
So you think that this is a calling that the community has been wanting for a long time with the Sonic series, as opposed to Sonic 2006 or any other Sonic entry that we've seen lately?
Oh, hands down, this is the game that we've been waiting for and that we deserve since the last huge release, which I believe was Sonic and Knuckles.
Which was like way, way back.
Oh, yeah.
Way back.
And the fact that it took them this long to get another 2D Sonic out there and get it right. Well, I guess the Sonic games on the Game Boy Advance count a little bit, a little bit. Because those were really good, too.
So I was just thinking, like, because the indie developer that was making this game, from what I know, they've got, you know, some information from a Sega team that created Sonic when they were making this. Do you think that with them making this might motivate Sega to kind of get their hands back on the wheel and try to create a new Sonic 2D game that is true to its roots?
Oh yeah, for sure. Sega already said, depending on how well Sonic Mania performs, they may start making games like this again. So
that would be incredible.
That would be awesome. That'd be nice to see for a change.
Yeah, and I haven't played it, but I have, you know, watched some gameplay on it, and it really does look like it sticks back to the old school Sonic. It's the music, the graphics, the gameplay, everything. It looks like old school Sonic, which, how can you not love that? I mean, it's hitting back on classic Sonic. It looks incredible.
Oh, it certainly is. And the fact that there's also, if you're just a fan of Sonic games, no matter how big or how small, there are a ton of Easter eggs out there. There are a lot that I don't get, and there's a lot that I do get, which I think is also really, really awesome.
Awesome.
So if you're even like a casual fan, there's still things in there that's just going to hit. You know, certain Easter eggs are going to come up and you'll be like, oh my gosh, this is in here. It's just so cool to see.
Awesome.
I will say it is very short. It probably took me around the same time a classic Sonic game would have taken anybody to beat, which is about 3 to 4 hours. But it does encourage you at the same time to go back and beat the game again, you know, with all the Chaos Emeralds, or beat the game again as a different character. Because you have Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles, and the game plays differently for each one. And there's certain shortcuts, certain hidden things that are only open to Sonic, or only open to just Tails or just Knuckles.
Well, that's pretty cool. So it does encourage you to go back and play again. That's not, I mean, for $20, that's well worth it.
Oh yeah, and that's the other thing. It's $20.
Yeah.
On all systems, like, you don't have an excuse to like skip out on this game, because I have it on the Switch, but you can also get it on the PS4 or the Xbox or the PC. So there's no excuse to skip out on this at all.
Yeah, I really feel like the Switch might be the best platform because of the portability of it.
Oh,
for
sure.
Being able to take that game with you and play it on the go.
I agree. That's what I got on with the Switch, just for that aspect. There seems to be one small bug right now. If you're in portable handheld mode, and if you try to go to the home screen, it doesn't go to the home screen.
Oh.
Yeah.
It just forces you to play Sonic over and over and over again.
Exactly. What a waste of time. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. So along with Sonic Mania, you got the collector's edition.
Yes, sir. Which I thought was also a great deal, because it was only like $60 or $70, I think. I don't remember exactly.
What came in that?
So I have a little like metal like card. It came with it looks like a Sega Genesis cartridge, like hands down, but it says Sonic Mania on it. And when you pull out the bottom, it includes a gold ring, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes with what looks like basically a Sega Genesis with a Sonic statue on top. And you push the button and it has the classic Sega, you know, Sega. Like it does that when you push it. It's pretty cool.
Well, that is awesome.
And it also comes with the game itself.
So you got two games.
Exactly.
Hey, you know, just in case.
Just in case, you
might need an extra one. You don't know.
Yeah, we may have something special planned for that special code. We don't know. You know, you never know.
Possibly.
We'll see.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, maybe we might just throw it away.
We might. Yeah. Stay tuned for more info. Stay tuned to our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, you know?
Unfortunately, we probably won't be able to talk about this much on future episodes because we're pretty slammed right now.
Oh, for sure.
I wanted to see if you had a rating for it.
Yes, I do. I'm going to give this a nice Crown Royal. It's nice. It's smooth. It feels great. And it's nice. It's kind of like a classic drink, but it's not too classic because it mixes it up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to go with, a nice Crown Royal. Oh, and by the way, if I didn't say this, I've played it both in TV and in handheld mode. It plays fantastic in both, but in my opinion, on the Switch version at least, I feel like it was made to play in handheld mode. So I highly recommend playing it in handheld mode.
Okay. So the handheld mode for the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
It's Crown Royal.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds excellent. Collector's Edition sounds pretty awesome. I think we'll have to post some pictures of it online for people to check out.
I definitely will. I'll do more pictures because I did a couple and posted on our Twitter, but I'll post it on all our social media outlets here pretty soon.
Okay. Awesome. Do you have any other comments about it?
No, I would highly recommend it to anyone. Like I said, even if you're a casual fan, if you're not a Sonic fan originally, you're probably not going to like Sonic Mania because it's literally a classic Sonic game. I that's how you're going to see it if you're not a Sonic fan. You know what I mean? So yeah. if you're not a Sonic fan,
but for some reason you like the more recent entries, then I think you might just have problems.
Exactly. I agree. So huge shout out to Christian Whitehead, the team, you know, all the developers at Headcanon and Pagoda West Games for making this. You guys did a fantastic job. My favorite Easter egg, real quick. The boss battle at the end of the chemical plant zone, which I will not say what it is because everyone has to go out and just experience it like the way I did because I had no idea it was in the game.
There it is. Your favorite Easter egg.
Yep. I know not saying much, but...
But people get it whenever they...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, anyway, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Because a lot of people were upset online when people that ruined it. So I'm not going to ruin it for anybody, for our audience.
Well, I appreciate that. You might get death threats.
Exactly. We don't want that.
So, Diego Crucius got a hold of us recently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that I'm pronouncing that last name right.
Me too.
He created a game called Hoop Hop that can be found on Google Play Market or the Google Play Store. I did not get to play this game, but I did get to watch some of it. It looks pretty interesting. You play as this little dude that uses his forehead, or his head, to get hoops. He bounces a red ball into a basketball hoop. Little characters are super cute. Looks like you can do, you can play against a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Carrington, did you try it out?
I did try it out. Quickly because you can play it in a web browser also. So that's how I played it. I only got to play it briefly because we were a little bit short on time. But I would definitely don't mind a game like this at all. It's simple. It's fun. It's actually really challenging and hard because you're just using that character's forehead, and then the physics are actually pretty on point when it comes to like where on his head you're gonna hit it. Does it dictate where the ball goes and such like that?
Oh, awesome.
The music was okay. It didn't strike me like it wasn't like, oh my gosh, it's great, or like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. The sound effects are very 8-bit, so. It's got an 8-bit sound to it too, which I thought was nice too. Because it's that time again. I think we're gonna see 8-bit and 16-bit games that are just fantastic.
Awesome.
There's just a ton out there. This is definitely one that I would recommend if you have a couple minutes to kill. Again, it's called Hoop Hop.
Yes, and you can find him on Twitter at Ken Seiden. That's K-E-N as in Nancy, S-E-I-D as in dog. E-N as in Nancy. Also on Facebook, at facebook.com/jumpjumpgames.
Yes, sir. And I just wanted a huge shout out to Diego for reaching out to us, and you know, all the other indie developers that reached out to us in order for us to check out the game and have a shout out. We usually just do one game per episode. So we want to thank you for the huge, huge support we got for people wanting to reach out to us, and we will get to all your games eventually. So we have a nice, nice catalog. So we want to thank you. Not to just Diego, but everyone out there who reached out to us.
You can find us on www.realdudespodcast.com, Twitter, realdudespod_pod. I mess it up every time. Instagram and Facebook, realdudespod. And then you can email us at realdudespod@gmail.com.
And don't forget, you can support us and the show at Patreon. You know, the more you support us, the better, you know, we can support giving you guys those indie games. Because right now we are paying out of pocket. And so if you guys want us to cover more games, that gives us a good chance to spend the money to, you know, do stuff like that. So don't hesitate to support the show at patreon.com/realdudespod. Or support our various affiliates over at our website, www.realdudespodcast.com/affiliates.
Yes, thank you so much. Lastly, okay, so be sure, if you're in the Huntington area, September 2nd, we will be at Power Up Con, set up with a booth. We're going to be running a raffle for you could enter to win a free copy of Kid Trip on the 3DS. And then you can just come say hello to us. We're going to have a few of the guys there and chatting video games and just hanging out, having a good time.
And we're going to figure out more things to do. We just recently found out we won't have the ability to play games at our booth because we're not near an outlet. But we're going to figure out some other ways to get you guys involved and stuff like that and have some more fun.
Yep. So we thank you for your support. And other than that, I hope you all have a rad day.
Bye.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.